following podcast is a production of St. James Episcopal Church in Skaneateles, New York, and features thoughts and musical reflections based on the lectionary for this week. It is available on our website and Apple Podcasts. All music is licensed to St. James for streaming by One License and Christian Copyright Licensing International. For more information, visit stjamesskan.org.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus to all that the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. When they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over the flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about the child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. The Gospel of the Lord.
I see the candles glow in the windows. I hear the church bells starting to chime. Millions of snowflakes falling from heaven, turning the world from
Lord, this night may we hear this familiar story in new and enlivening ways that touch our hearts and minds. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if I were setting out to write a story that was so compelling that it would continue to be told for 2,000 years, I don't think I would start with Luke's cast of characters. Far better to feature an emperor, or at the very least, a governor of a giant nation, although I would probably have chosen one with a name that was easier to say than Quirinius. But this is the cast of characters that Luke has because they are the cast that God chose. An unwed teenage mother from a no-account backwater town. Her fiancé, who actually broke the law. Joseph flagrantly ignored religious law that states a woman who got pregnant without being married was supposed to be stoned to death, or at the very least, shunned. Joseph chose instead to let her live, to let her baby live, and to carry on with his plan to become a family. The main characters in this story have not only been remembered for centuries, but they are beloved. A pregnant girl with a very suspicious story and a father who violated his religious duty. And then we have a helpless, dependent baby with poor prospects given who his parents were. And that baby is the reason that all male children under the age of 2 living in the region of Bethlehem were slaughtered by the king not too long after that. But Jesus' parents fled to Egypt before that happened, becoming refugees, crossing the border into a country where they knew no one and probably had nothing except for the clothing on their backs. It just goes from bad to worse. Also among the characters in this story are shepherds, the most despised laborers in that culture. Thankfully, there was a kind-hearted innkeeper and an angel choir who delivered a singing telegram. Honestly, I can't imagine things starting out much worse for Mary and Joseph. Except, I suppose, if it had all happened during a pandemic. Even the birth of Mary's firstborn son, which should have been a joyous occasion, was overshadowed by what we know would be a life of rejection and ultimately a tragic death. Mary and Joseph, like any people their age, no doubt had hopes and dreams. Get married, raise a family, build a business, establish themselves in the community. And instead, they were hit with one unexpected and incredibly difficult event after another. And yet, these were the people God chose. These were the circumstances. In fact, this was the precise situation in which God chose to show up. Remember that one of the names of Jesus is Emmanuel, Emmanuel means God with us. God chose these people, this situation, to come and dwell among us, to pitch a tent and camp out among God's people. So think now for a moment about your own situation, your life leading up to tonight, and our world as it has been for nearly 2 years. There are few of us who have arrived at Christmas Eve 2021 without some disappointment, some shadow of grief or loss, some recognition that the future remains unknown, maybe even some fear. One of the resounding messages of the Christmas story is that God is here. Emmanuel, with us. God is here in precisely this place, this time, this set of circumstances, as challenging or unexpected as they may be. No matter who you are or what your situation, God is with you always. No matter what challenges or changes you face, God is with you. No matter what unexpected place you find yourself, no matter how uncertain the future may look, no matter how unsettling the news may be night after night, God is with you, literally dwelling. And what God brings, in the words of Paul's letter to Titus, is a thing we call salvation. Sam Portero, in his book of meditations called Day Springs, points out that salvation means something akin to healing. The New English Bible translates it like this: "For the grace of God has dawned upon the world with healing for all." Portero reminds us that healing means wholeness. And I quote, "Not to be confused with the absence of disease or hurt, healing is accessible to all. Nor does it mean perfection. A life can be far from perfect and still be whole. Indeed, no life can be truly whole unless it includes everything, the good and the bad, the joyful and the sad, the beauty and the ugliness." End of quote. One of the miracles of Jesus' birth is that life becomes whole, even in its imperfection. God has come to fill the gaps, to bring healing, to restore what was broken, to gather in all manner of people and all circumstances of life, even those that don't look too promising to us. Situations where there is loss or sadness or even fear. God has come here. God comes for such a time as this. God comes for us to make us and all of life miraculously whole. Amen.
journey of faith, all are welcome here. For more information about this or any program offered by St. James, visit stjamesskan.org.